Hi, good evening.
Okay.
We received notice from school finance a couple weeks ago that we needed to do a revision, because we need to decrease our budget this year due to formula input that I had done, and what they calculated was $182,066 that we have to reduce. So with that said, this budget now is $3,493,119. It is a difference of $105,245, not $182,000.
Now, if this is our thing you have here, is telling us, or are you just telling us verbally?
I'm telling you verbally.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't think I printed anything out with this.
Can you write this down?
If you want.
Okay.
Okay.
So tell us one more time.
Sure. The revision is required to be reduced by $182,066.
Okay, reduced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I only ended up reducing the budget by
$205,245.
Okay. This is because I had to add in some additional carryover. I put in carryover lower than we anticipate that carryover might be. So when we do a revision, it gets increased, and so that will increase our budget. Well, in this case, it just lightened the load, so to speak, of the amount that we had to reduce by $76,821. So we didn't take a $182,000 blow. We only took $105,000. And it's all in the M&O is where we had to reduce it to make that new revision number $3,493,119.
Why is it that you had to reduce that?
Because of the calculation formula. And I had missed something in calculations.
But that's a lot to reduce it. I mean, that's a...
Well, it's not been higher for us, but yeah, it is. It's not too bad. It's got to be anything over the 1% of our general budget limit. Okay.
Are you gonna, okay.
Right.
We'll be here.
Okay, so any questions at this point?
Okay, so So the suggested reduce is $182,066.
Mm-hmm.
And then but we ended up having to reduce it by $105,245.
Correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so other than that, we're good.
Absolutely nothing else has changed.
Okay.
And that carry forward is all the money that we didn't spend last year that we had to bring forward. And the other thing we usually try to do when we're setting the budget, and you'll know, Don, because you've been at this for a while, but you always set the number of students low, your anticipated numbers, everything we set low, so that when it comes in, we kind of do a worst-case scenario, and then we get more money from the state than we had planned on.
Because
don't want to set the number high and the number come back lower, and all of a sudden now we got to reduce it.
Make
by
up for that.
$300,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's give it 1 minute for.
Anybody else?
Olmos?
Any questions, Mr. Olmos?
Can
you put it in layman's terms? Like, is this good or bad?
I was trying.
That was layman's terms.
We ended up reducing our M&O budget by $102,066. No.
$105,245.
$105,245. Sorry.
And so she's saying that now that it's been reduced by the $105,245, we're all good to go. And so with that information, I think that we can go ahead and close, unless you have anything further Don't you think?
I don't. Yeah, I just thought we better wait until she comes.
Should we?
Yeah, until she comes back,
okay.
In, just in case she has a question.
And so what about you, Mr. Olmos? Do you have anything further? I was suggesting we go ahead and go into open, but Brisa has a little car situation outside that somebody's there. She's just handing off the problem to somebody who's going to take care of it while we're in the meeting. But basically,
okay.
She's gone for a minute.
Okay. No, I don't have anything.
Okay. I mean, we could close now. I mean, because we need.
Well, we go into open.
I know,
but
we need to take a short break between mm-hmm. this and starting the meeting. So we actually probably get about 2 or 3 minutes. We could stop it and then.
Well, okay. So do you want to go ahead and call it? Because then when we go back in, we can
still
discuss it.
We don't have to call anything because we weren't open. It was just
right.
her.
What is calling the time? We can say.
Oh, yeah. You can call it. Yeah. That
just
works.
So I'm saying at this time we're gonna not. We're done discussing until we're back.
Yeah.
Yep,
that works great.
When we. Do get into the meeting, you're going to need a vote on approving this budget revision, so you can ask additional questions at that point also.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I know we're going to have to be able to discuss it in open anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so let's say 5:27.
Yep.
So 5:27, we're going to take a few minute break.
And we'll come back and open the meeting. All right.
But really, this was just information, right? I don't think it needs to be recorded.
Well,
right.
No.
Well, we recorded it just because it's mandated by law, so that way if anybody had questions, they can also hear it on the review.
And if there's any question while we were discussing, and the other reason is because then you can hear it, and it's all recorded, and you're not here, and we don't want you thinking, what else did you discuss? So, anyway, we have
all
right. Our butt covered.
Do you know what button she pushed?
No, because last time
Is it the red button, Mr. Olmos?
Yeah, the red one.
Okay.